The exposure of DEI at Texas A&M has claimed another higher ed bureaucrat, the university's president. It's Monday, July 24th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for kicking off your week with the Texas Minute. A lawsuit's been filed against Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick by a Houston conservative activist. We'll get to that coming up, but first. For several months, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation has been working to avoid providing records to Texas Scorecard about their agency's human trafficking team. At issue are records related to reports, goals, internal metrics, and expenditures from TDLR's human trafficking team. The agency's employed numerous delaying tactics ranging from claims of confidentiality to the imposition of large fees for access to the records. The TDLR is overseen by a board appointed by Governor Greg Abbott. It's unclear why the commission doesn't want Texans to see these documents. Investigators running an online sex crime sting arrested a girls' basketball and track coach from Lasara Independent School District for attempting to meet up with a 15-year-old girl in Houston. Miguel Angel Carlos is charged with two counts of online solicitation of a minor. Lasara ISD is located in Willacy County and has two schools serving fewer than 400 students in pre-K through 12th grade. Texas A&M President Catherine Banks has announced her immediate resignation following a public outcry against A&M's attempted hiring of a DEI proponent. A Texas Scorecard summer fellow named Valerie Munoz is a rising junior at Texas A&M, and she broke the original story in June, revealing that Kathleen McElroy was being hired as A&M's new journalism director. McElroy was a promoter of DEI and other far-left ideologies at UT Austin and the New York Times. Following Munoz, reporting, A&M began changing McElroy's proposed contract, ultimately settling on a one-year deal as a professor without tenure and a three-year appointment as the director of journalism, but with an emphasis that she could be terminated at any time. She withdrew herself from consideration for the job after it was revealed that the changes were made from pressure by A&M's former students and donors. Then, Texas A&M's interim dean of the College of Arts and Sciences resigned in the wake of the exposure, and this was followed on Friday by A&M's president stepping down from her post. In February, a Claremont Institute investigation into A&M's DEI policies detailed various troubling actions approved under Banks' tenure, pushing the far-left agenda. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
A new lawsuit is challenging a gag order placed by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on all those involved in the upcoming impeachment trial against Attorney General Ken Paxton. The gag order prohibits House members, their staffs, prosecutors, Paxton, and his legal team all from publicly discussing the impeachment. The lawsuit's been filed against Patrick and the Senate in a Travis County court by conservative activist Stephen Hotze of Houston. It takes aim at the order, saying it violates freedom of speech. Hotze's lawsuit also challenges the Senate's rule barring State Senator Angela Paxton of McKinney, who happens to be the Attorney General's spouse, from voting on the impeachment, saying it's harming the people who elected Paxton to not have a voice in the proceedings. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Soli Rice, Aaron Anderson, Valerie Munoz, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.